Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Elondis Lake. Our search for unity starts within. Our quest for safety starts within. Once we understand the role difference plays when building community, we can release what we are holding back. We can learn from life's challenges. We can become who we are meant to be.
Hello, 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 and happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there. Yeah, we're not going to do that. Happy Father's Day. I want to talk about my dad. He was the first man, male, that I had any kind of a relationship. That's usually the case with kids who have fathers in their lives. Their first encounter and lessons learned were with their father, through their father. And I'm not an exception to that. He was my first teacher. He was the first person I idolized. I can tell you one thing I remember doing. I was barely 4 or 5 years old. And he went to work. You know, he wore a suit and everything. And he had his shoes that he wore. And I wanted to walk in his shoes. So I stood in them. And I couldn't walk because they were too heavy for me. That's how small I was. But I stood there. It just felt good to be in his shoes. It felt good to me. And Father's Day, I remember that every time, every year, I remember how I felt that that little bitty girl standing in her father's shoes, unable to walk, but feeling stronger than she's ever felt before. And that's what my father did for me. He gave me permission to be me and taught me that I didn't need permission. He was an amazing man and respected by all who met him, who worked with him, who knew him. There was most people called him Mr. Lake, even socially. I called him, this will be the first time I share this in wide open space, I called him Didi. Didi, because when I was a toddler running around trying to make my tongue work where I made some sounds that actually made sense to other people, they tried to teach me how to say daddy, and the only thing that came out was Didi. Didi, Didi, Didi. And that stuck. And I called him that until I couldn't anymore. Yeah. So my dad, what can I say about my dad? Again, I said that he gave me permission to be myself and stood behind me as I did it in case. I'll give you an example. One summer in Detroit, I think it was in Detroit, where we lived in Detroit, and one summer we went to some fair or something that was available for people to go to bring the kids and have fun. And they had these motor cars. They were actual cars that took gas, and they were small for kids, and you just went around in a circle, and I was like mesmerized. I said, "That looks like so much fun," and they're kids in there. And I said, "Can I do it? Can I do it?" And he said, "No, you're not old enough. You're not old enough to do that." And I said, "Please, it's just going around in a circle. I could do that." So finally, he said, "Yes, okay, fine," and stood by me. Right? He didn't say, "Yeah, go ahead and do it, and I'll be over here." He stood right there. I think partly because he he had an idea of what was going to happen. I'd never been behind the wheel of a car, didn't know anything about gas pedal or any of that. But I wanted to get behind that wheel and just feel that car and the motor and hear it. I still, I'll tell you a little bit about after when I got older and adult. Maybe, I don't know. And so, sure enough, when they came out and showed me how to use the gas, the people who worked there, some guy, and he said, all you do is just turn it and go around the circle. And I went straight into a barrier. I didn't turn. I figured it would turn it by itself or whatever. I don't know. But and then I didn't know how to get it back because they were yelling, "Hey, can't put it in reverse." And I wasn't hurt or anything or feeling bad about it. But I was thinking, I don't know what reverse is. And my father came and said, "You all right?" I said, "Yeah, I'm okay, Dad. I'm okay." And he said, "Well, next time. Next time you'll do it." That's all he said. And that was all he needed to say. Because I was not feeling bad, but I was like, you know, like you would be if you didn't know how to do something and you found out in front of a whole bunch of people around your size that you don't know how to do it. But I didn't feel bad about myself. And that he had that knack to be able to not to give you permission to use your wings and fly. And if you fall or fly into a bush or something, don't be ashamed. Just learn from it. That's the kind of man he was. And I miss him every single day. Every single day, I miss him. I miss his presence. I miss his quietness. He's a quiet man. Felt his power. Could not feel his energy was so strong. And when I was born, he was, I think, 57. So he was an older father, but he would get out there and play catch with me and teach me how to throw a ball and all of that kind of things. And he never once said, "That's not for girls." Even when I asked, he volunteered to be a Boy Scout leader. He wasn't a Boy Scout, but what do they call it? I don't know. But the older guys who are adults and I don't even know if they exist now, but he worked with a group of kids, boys, who he was, I'm sure, helping the same way that he had a knack for helping people. Actually, I picked that knack up. So he was teaching me how to throw a ball and catch it with a catcher's mitt. Now, this is when he's like close to 60, I would imagine, maybe even in his 60s, because I had to have been, 8, 9, 10 years old. I had to have been at least that. And if he was in his late 70s, 60s, 50s, time is going by too fast, 50s, I think he was 57 when I was born. He was pretty much 60, I would imagine, out there playing with his daughter at a time when daughters weren't even taught how to throw anything except maybe a glass at somebody they're mad at. I'm joking. But he never once said, "No, you might want to do." And I was the kind of kid that some people call a tomboy. It was just me. That's who I was. So I didn't play with dolls and I didn't want to jump rope and or play, you know, pretend, you know. I wanted to get out and run, and there was something about how we worked and meshed together, my father and I, where I think I filled a place for him. I don't know what it was, but he didn't mind me being around at all, ever, even when he was shaving. Oh, that's another story I can share. He was shaving, and I would watch him, especially on the weekends, because in the mornings, it was on weekdays, I was going to school, and he was running out going to work. Sometimes he would be gone when I was up getting dressed and getting ready. But on the weekends, he shaved every day. He was that kind of man. He was a very, very special person, that's all I can say. But he shaved, and every Saturday and Sunday, I would watch him. You know, that's what I would do. I'd sit there and watch him and watch everything he did. He used the razor, the old time razor. They weren't like the kinds that you throw everything away. You had to put the blade in and screw it down. And finally, I said, you know, I want one of those. And he said, oh no, this is for boys. I said, why? And that was the first time I heard that, and that really caught me up. It was the first time I'd heard a lot from my mother, but I hadn't heard it come from him. So I said, this must be something different. And he said, because, you know, I grow hair on my face, and boys grow hair on their face, and girls don't. I said, but I want one. And I said, you don't have any hair on your face. I was just throwing out all kind of lame arguments and bugging him and bugging him and bugging him. And finally he said, fine, I'll look and see if I can find one. And he did. They had these razors that were for little kids who wanted to learn how to shave, right? They were built for boys, but he brought one home for me. And I was like, yay! And that's how I was raised. So when I ran into the gender thing, I was much older and more equipped, I think, than most females my age would have been at that time. And I thank my father for that. I do. I thank my father for that, because he literally taught me, in a world where I was not being supported in most places. I went to Catholic school, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Catholic schools, but they're not all that, weren't all that uplifting for females. They were mostly telling females what not to do and what they can't do. And I can't speak for males, because I'm not one, but it looked like they had more fun. I'll just say that. It looked like they were having more fun in the school than girls. But he was the first and the only one for a long time who told me, you can do whatever you want to do. You can be whoever you want to be. As long as you're not hurting somebody else, the usual stuff, and you're not hurting yourself, and I'll be here. I'll be here to help you figure out how to go around in a circle in a little Dodge car. I'll be here to help you if you want to go and try it. And he was. He was. And I thank him every day, because I'm a strong woman and I know it. And it came from him. And it's no, I'm not, you know, sloughing off my mother. She and I had, I think, what most girls have in their daughters, they have sometimes pretty difficult relationships. And that was that. But we're not talking about mothers. It's not Mother's Day. So the thing that I want to leave you with, because this is short, is if you're a father, and this goes for boys and girls, if you're a father, you can give your child or children is the confidence to go out and try whatever they're drawn to. And you give them the confidence by giving them permission in a way that doesn't say, yeah, well, you might want to just say, you sure you want to do that? And listen to why they want to do it if they want to tell you. But listen and be there. And in the event that they roll into a wall and don't know how to put it in reverse, be there to help them back out, what you can do. I strongly encourage you on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. And I'm sure a lot of you are out there doing that right now, teaching your kids that you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want, and I'll be here. Yep. So that's all I have today. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. This has been Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Alondis Lake. Join us again. Continue to learn how to take charge in every situation, every challenge.